Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, for all those that tune in on a regular basis, you guys know that intro song cracks me up. Just to hear myself laughing makes me want to laugh instantly because I have, like, the weirdest laugh in the whole wide world. But anyway, tonight's topic is when a woman's fed up, and I am just so thrilled and excited to have Dr. Sue and Lady Twinkles on for this one because God knows that I need a doctor for this topic, okay? And God knows that I need my homegirl on here with me to kind of, you know, help me maintain, okay? So for all those that's tuning in for the first time, we just want to thank you for tuning in, and we hope it's not your last. And for those that have something to say to Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, or myself, please press that number, 818-495-6975, and you're, you know, comment or questions will be live. Otherwise, you can use an interactive chat room, and you can voice your opinions in there, and I'll read them on the air. So how are you ladies doing tonight? I just want to welcome you, Lady Twinkles and Dr. Sue.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Lady Twinkles.
Yeah, it's me, Dr. Sue.
Yes, yes, we're here. And, you know, the topic is really, really hitting home, I know, for a lot of people. So I don't know who wants to just jump right in there. You know, being that people always hear me, I don't know who wants to start on the topic. Maybe Dr. Sue will have you, you know, as the expert, you know, on the topic, start first, and then Lady Twinkles and myself can just jump in from there.
Absolutely. We can do that. Well, I got to tell you, being fed up comes from a lot of different stimulus, obviously. I mean, it could be hormonal, it could be just about anything. But we all get there. 9 out of 10 times it's a guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
What gets you fed up, Ms. P?
Well, I just feel like, you know, with men, I mean, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I can't really talk about that because I have no patience. So, you know, when it comes to the male gender, I get fed up sooner, you know, because I feel like I'm the more aggressive one if I'm dealing with a man. So it's me who gets fed up first, so I guess I'll take on the male road.
Huh? There's nothing wrong with being the aggressive one, though.
No, so that means that I'm wearing the pants, so basically I'm the male in a relationship with a male, so then I am the first one fed up. So I think I can agree with you on that one. The male gets fed up first.
Well, I would like to chime in, ladies.
Sure, ladies.
Well, I strongly believe that it all depends on the situation. Male, female, it doesn't really matter. Sometimes, and you touched on you wearing the pants in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I so don't like that statement because what kind of quantifies who wears the pants? If a woman is aggressive, if she is, you know, dominated in the relationship, we automatically says she wears the pants. But, I mean, I wear pants dressed, so it doesn't really matter. But it all depends on the relationship itself. There's sometimes where you're in a relationship and you're the submissive, the quote-unquote submissive one, and you're probably might be more prone to get more quote-unquote fed up with something your partner is doing. But we also have to stop and think that, okay, just like women get fed up, there's a very high chance that the men get fed up also, you know, and it could be because of the woman being too aggressive or not aggressive enough. So
the whole thing boils down to communication.
Exactly.
You have to keep those communication lines open, be it male, female, whether it's your best friend, whether it's your partner, it doesn't matter. You've got to keep those lines of communication open. Then, because usually fed up is coming from, you know, expectation, and that's the worst thing. You know, as soon as you expect someone to do something and they don't do it, there's your fed up.
Right. That's true.
Now, and it also has to do with misconception as to what to expect in relationships. We all have these. We're listening to other people. We're listening to the media. We're listening to, you know, family expectations, to everyone expectations as to what is required in a relationship. And we're not taking inventory to realize what we truly want. What do we truly expect out of the relationship? And then when that person doesn't live up to everyone else's expectations, then we seem to start complaining and saying, oh, we're fed up. But if you didn't know truly what you want or what you expect and what you're willing to dish out, then are you truly fed up of the entire relationship, or are you just fed up of a particular situation at a particular time?
You betcha, 100%. Honestly, Lady Twinkles hit it on the nose when she said that what we all need to do is stop labeling everything. Not everyone falls into these perfect little boxes with perfect little bows on them where everyone knows exactly. We're all different. It's so imperative that you talk and you keep things going. You got to keep things smooth. If you have an expectation and your partner or your friend doesn't know that expectation, well, what do you expect? Of course you're going to be fed up.
It's so true.
No, go ahead.
No, because I'm
For me, I think a lot of times women especially do not express what they want. They do not express their needs, their desires, their concerns. They'll walk around, they'll nag about it, they'll talk to their girlfriends, they'll talk to their other friends, they'll talk to family members. But yet the person that they're in a relationship with is completely oblivious to what their needs are, and they're the one that's getting the brunt of the attitude. So, you know,
because women have a very bad habit of women have a very bad habit of assuming that someone knows what they're thinking. Women do that all the time, especially in relationships. Well, he should know that by now. Well, guess what? He doesn't. You need to talk. He's not psychic. Trust me, most men are not psychic.
Well, and you also have to remember that we've all had prior relationships. So what
and
worked
baggage.
In a last relationship,
yep.
Yes, your prior relationship, you and the person probably were so in sync. They knew that you wanted, you know, your fingers, you know, massaged. They knew that you needed a back rub. They know that you needed to, they know your favorite meals. They know what you like in bed. They may know all of these things. And so when you get into a relationship with someone else, they also have someone that they were in a relationship with that knew all those things about them. So it's time that I think people are not taking to give or to provide the details about their needs, their wants, their desires to the person that they're with that causes all this problem, all these situations, and then, oh, my God, I'm fed up, you know?
Right, but can I just say this? You guys are totally absolutely right, because I'm even guilty of that, like just expecting someone to know what I expect of them. But what happens in a case when you do relay, or I should say convey, what you want from the individual or what you expect from an individual? Because I just feel like as an adult and being in past situations and it's not your first situation, we kind of know how we want to be treated. So therefore, you kind of go into the next situation you know, hoping that the person knows from what they're displaying, getting to know them, that they are ready to be in something and they know how to treat you. But lo and behold, as time goes on, they is back to the same situation where no one wants to be. And when you try to convey to them that these are the things that's making you unhappy, they just don't get it. So in the event that you're in a situation like that, when you are aggressive enough or you speak up about how you feel about a certain thing and people just still don't get it, what is one to do then?
In the case of, okay, you're in a relationship and you feel like you're not being heard, again, it's communication. You've got to sit down and go, okay, here's the deal. I was expecting you to get the dishes done last night. You didn't do them. I asked you to do them, and you still didn't do it, and now I'm really frustrated. If you're not going to be upfront, again, they're not going to get it. Now, if you have to keep doing this, now you've got a decision to make. You know, you're going to have to turn around and decide, well, you know, is this something I really want to be this guy's mommy for the rest of my life, or do you want to move on to something else?
Okay, well, for me, let's say I'm going to take this on an intimacy side. hopefully we're okay with that. But
okay, we're all grown here. I know I'm
over
21.
Yeah, go twinkles.
let's say you're in a relationship with someone, and let's say it's a heterosexual relationship. And as a female, you're expressing to your male partner that you would like them to perform oral sex on you. And for the life of you, they keep playing around with the idea that it's vegetables they don't want to eat, okay? Instead of diving into it as if it's their last meal. You understand me so far? So let's just say that this person keeps playing with it, and you're constantly getting frustrated. You're not getting to reach to where you need to go because they're not completing the meal as they should. What are you supposed to do at that point? Then it's time where you take the bull by the head, literally, and teach. And I think a lot of times we don't spend time teaching people what we want. We tell them and we assume that they know, and if they don't do it the way we want, then we have a problem. But if you didn't clearly explain yourself and they didn't deliver, don't you think that it's worth it? If that person is worth it, don't you think it's worth the time to revisit that situation and make sure that they understand or show them? And I'm not telling, as a woman, we're not that flexible, ladies, that we can actually do it ourselves. And if we can't do it ourselves, if we could do it ourselves, we would be in a lot of problems. But if you can't do it yourself, it's worth it, and it's worth spending the time to teach the person what you need. The problem, we will constantly go back to communication. We all expecting too much. We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all are incompetent in some things and good at some things. But we need to learn how to take the good with the bad and the ugly if we're going to be in a relationship. Because as women, we'll complain until the cows come home. And as men or as other people in a relationship with you, they probably have mastered the art of completely ignoring you when you're that fed up.
But sure they do. They get to the point where they don't want to hear it anymore. You know, I mean, and if you're not going to sit down and instruct them, which you should do, you know, when you're first going to bed with someone for the first time anyways, that person does not know your body. They probably have their own moves, which may or may not work with you. So you have to instruct that person on how you like it. Now, if they still don't do it, now again, you're back down to that decision of, you know, is this, you know, is it something I can do without? Is the relationship strong enough that I don't really need that? Or I can satisfy myself? Or, you know, there's plenty of other options, but it's just, it still comes down to decision-making time at that point.
Right. I think a lot of women also get fed up, or I'll stick on the sexual frustration, I think that women will get sexually frustrated because they prefer to stay in a relationship that's making them unhappy so that they can say that they're in a relationship instead of getting out of it, working on themselves. And a lot of times we have insecurities and we don't work on ourselves and grow as a person before we get into relationships and expect someone else to grow for us. You know, a lot of women today, as independent as they are, as educated as they are, they still have that one thing that women embody, and it's emotional connection. You know, if we're not getting that connection from the person that we're with, whether it be emotional, whether it be financial, whether it be sexual, whatever is the disconnect that is causing you to get so fed up, you have to stop. Think, reevaluate your life, lady, and then make a decision to move on or fix it. And if it's a situation that it doesn't seem fixable, and that is once, twice, three times, okay, you keep going back and forth, having the same complaints, having the same situations all the time, it's time to move on. And
yeah,
just,
we
know,
have
just
a comment,
let it go.
Right, definitely. I agree with you 100%. And we have a comment in the chat room, and it's Tisha, and she says, no, men want to complain about everything. And she says she has no insecurities. It's the man that does. And I just think that,
okay.
You know.
I don't think that's fair, though. I don't think that's fair. To say
right.
that you have absolutely no insecurities, I will take you to task on that and say bullshit.
Right.
You have insecurities. We all have insecurities. You may not show them, but they're there.
Right. It's true, because I'm insecure about things.
You can't say it's always the guy.
Yeah, we cannot always say, we keep blaming men for things.
No, you can't.
That we cannot control and they can't control. And Tisha, I understand that you believe that you don't have any insecurities, but even if, let's say, if you have a fear, let's call it a fear for a minute. Let's say you have a fear of failure, right? That's also considered an insecurity because no matter what, you will do whatever you need to live up to whatever you think that would make you not be that failure that somebody may expect you to be. You know,
because here's
people,
the thing, if you
really
didn't have
be,
those insecurities, you would not be getting upset with men in the first place because you wouldn't give a damn.
It's true. I have to kind of agree with that, Tisha. You know, we all have insecurities about something, and as confident as I know that I am in some cases, I'm not always very confident in a lot of situations. It just depends on the scenario. It depends on what
right.
I'm going through and who I'm going through it with. So if you have to question yourself at any point in time in anything, whether it's a relationship or work or whatever, like Lady Twinkle just said and Dr. Sue just said, there is insecurities. It's just hard for me to believe that there is no insecurity. Jealousy is an insecurity. Being jealous of something.
I do think that if you don't have any insecurity, you need to link with me. on Twitter, because sweetie, I need to learn what you're doing that we could explain to the rest of the women in the world. You know,
I mean, it's fabulous. If she's going through life thinking, you know what, I have no insecurities and I am the greatest, that's awesome.
That's great.
But you can't say, oh, I have absolutely no insecurities. Her confidence, awesome, Tisha. Honestly, go for it with the confidence.
Tisha?
But you can't.
Tisha?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, finish, Dr.
Go
Sue.
Ahead.
I wanted to hear what
you
were
saying. Oh, no, I was
saying.
Just saying, you can't, it's just basically that you can't fall back on, well, I'm perfect, because none of us are perfect. That's the brilliance of every human being on this planet.
Okay. Now, if I could just say, Tisha, I noticed that there was a statement that you made that he stopped the argument for no reason. Now, then maybe we have him having more insecurities than you, because women have this misconception that men don't have insecurities. Ladies, they are more insecure than some women some of the time. And they're allowed, and they should have insecurities with everything that they're backed up against. They have insecurities. They have insecurities about work. They have insecurities about providing for family in this economy. They have insecurities about their finances. And unfortunately, because men are kind of trained to be providers and protectors, when something prevents them from doing that, a lot of times they get insecure, and they take out that insecurity that they're feeling about those particular things on the person that most of the time they love the most, and it's their women. You know, that does not mean that, you know, you're supposed to tolerate it. And again, you have a conversation to figure out what is driving those forces, what is causing that insecurity that he's having. If he starts an argument all the time, you have to find out what is causing it. And there is something that's causing that causing him to react that way. Maybe he doesn't want to be with you anymore.
Maybe Twinkles is absolutely right in the sense that you have to be able to nail it down. Like, you can't sit there and say, okay, well, he just keeps shutting me down. Well, obviously there's an issue there. You've got to confront him with that issue and say, okay, why do you always shut me down on this issue? What's the problem? Like, it's obviously something that means something to me, so I'd really like to be able to discuss it with you. In a heated argument, no. Your best bet in a heated argument is always to walk away and cool off. But if he's shutting you down, yeah, that's an issue with him because something's obviously causing him not to want to hear what you're saying. It could be the way you're coming across to him.
Yeah, Dr. Sue, Tisha just said that, you know, she doesn't argue back with him, basically. So I guess what's happening in her situation is that, you know, the person that she's with is basically picking arguments with her out of nowhere, and she doesn't argue back, and he doesn't agree with the fact that she doesn't argue back. But I do agree with Dr. Sue that, you know, there is an issue within him or anyone. Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Sue.
If he's picking fights, if this guy is actually going in there and picking fights, no, he's got a huge issue. He's pushing her buttons, and he's doing it on purpose. And it's, you know, again, now you're getting down to if this is his, you know, M.O., if this is what this guy does, do you want to live with this? I mean,
well,
what kind of person does that?
And I'll elaborate a little bit. Well, Tisha, the thing is, I think what's going on is a lot of times men do not know, or they are afraid to confront the woman that they probably want to probably end the relationship with. And a lot of times when I deal with clients, you realize that he's probably just tired of the relationship, that someone else probably showing him a little bit more interest than you've been. You probably have gotten so independent or so focused on you that you're not paying him the attention that he wants or he's accustomed to. And so at that point, they'll pick arguments with you to either one of two things, to either break you down to the point where you just submit to them or to get you to walk away without them being the person that's initiating that breakup. And a lot of times men don't like breakup because they don't want that emotional, that crying, that kind of the additional
men
stuff
can't
that goes
handle
along with
conflict.
The breakup. They can't handle conflict. So
men cannot handle conflict.
Pushing,
so that's what
pushing,
they will
pushing.
Do. They will
exactly.
poke other things to get you to go away. So you really need to sit down and talk to this guy. Honestly, Tisha, what you should do is, like, is it one subject that he's always poking on, or is this, like, continuous? We need to find that out. Is this something that he's, like, just constantly poking, or is it just a particular subject?
Yeah, so, Tisha, Dr. Sue wants to know, is he picking on different subjects, or is he just poking at one particular thing? She's typing now, so we'll see what she responds to that. But in addition to what Lady Twinkles just said about maybe he wants to go, Tisha said, let him go. Bye. You know, basically, I feel her on that one. But at the same time, it's up to us to kind of, you know, especially in a situation that I was just dealing with, is basically you have to choose what resonates within yourself. Do you want to continue to keep having
what
these
makes
conversations?
You happy?
Do you want to keep right? Do you want to continue
what
going through emotions
makes you
or
happy?
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you allow someone to keep doing it, in my experience, and I'm only speaking for myself, is in my experience when I allow someone to continue on that path and keep giving them a chance to see if it will change, it's not getting any better. I'm just holding myself back. because I already see mm-hmm. the pattern already. So basically it's up to me not to wait for the person to leave me. It's for me to leave the person, because obviously the person will still hold on and do what the heck they want to do to me. In the interim, I'm waiting for them to change, and I'm miserable, and they're chilling.
Well,
so basically, you know, I've learned to just say, go ahead, see ya, and I'll be the one who walk away.
Yep.
It's not always
really
easy.
Like This is Lady Sprinkles, and I want to address something that Tisha said in the chat room. She said he doesn't like when she have male friends. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, most men don't like it when women have male friends, and I will tell you why. Because most of the time, males are not just trying to be your friend. They are simply waiting around for an opportunity to be more than a friend with you. And 100%, I know
Lady Twinkles has got it on the head. It's true.
Yeah.
It goes back to that argument, can men and women be friends? They
exactly.
can, but you have to get over that sexual hurdle first.
Yes.
You
and
have to address that at some point.
A lot of times, a man who has befriended you, they either have intentions or they came with intentions on being more than a friend with you, and you
mm-hmm.
as a female probably shut that down. So they're just waiting and hoping for an opportunity to be more than friends. I have lots of men friends, but if you poll 10 of them, let's just say I have 10 male friends, and if you poll 10 of them and ask them if they want more than just a friendship with me, 11 of them will say yes, okay, because there's a reason why they're attracted to you. You know, and unless the person is gay and a gay guy, it's some of the best friends to have. If you don't have one, get one. They are amazing. But I digress. But men are looking for more than friendship from most women. Hello?
100%.
Yeah, well, that's
kind of,
I agree and I don't agree with that. I have, no, not really, because I had plenty of male friends throughout my life that didn't ever once step out of line with me. And if they had it on their mind, I wouldn't have never known it. Not to say that it probably didn't cross their mind, because, you know, we all have things that travel through our heads, but just to approach me with it, never, ever.
To be fair,
they won't approach you with it unless they see a clean opportunity,
exactly.
too.
Okay,
Miss
well,
C.
I slept in a bed with some of them. And nothing ever happened, and they never even turned over. Like, my best friend in the whole wide world is a man. And to this day, we've been friends since I was 14, and I'm not going to say how old I am now, but it's been a long time. And he still has never did anything to make me.
Miss Fee, this is Lady Twinkle.
Yeah, I know who this is, girl.
But that does not mean that he never thought about it or he didn't want to.
That's what I just said.
You
like, if it was a thought, he's
right.
never expressed it
you
to me.
You made it very clear that, and you didn't have to say it to them, you didn't have to do anything, but just the person that you are, they know if they're a friend of you, don't cross that line, you know, because they want to maintain that friendship. You know, there are some men that want to eventually maintain that friendship. But if you give them the opportunity, no ifs, ands, or buts, unless he's in a very committed relationship and he is a very committed individual, if for some reason you let your guard down and you give them that opportunity, chances are they may take you up on it.
Well,
okay?
Doug in a
but
chat
initially,
room said...
you set it off.
Doug in the chat room said males are hardwired to think about intimacy.
Yes. I strongly believe
Is that Tisha again?
No, that was Doug.
That was Doug. He's a male
in
the chat room.
What did he say?
He said that males are hardwired to think about intimacy.
That's right.
Doug
is absolutely right, because they are. It's who they are. That's
what about
women?
I think about intimacy 24/7. Like, I want to have sex all day. Like, do I need help? Do I need like a
No, not at all. Absolutely not. No, but
the thing
is right. For the most part, that's what they're thinking.
Well, not only so much that, but a lot of times we associate the fact that people who think about sex all day are male. Believe it or not, people, ladies think about sex just as much and sometimes more than their male counterparts. Okay?
It's true, because I'm one of them.
We have just been trained that women are supposed to not act on those emotions all the time. And then when we do, we're told that we're this and we're that and we're the other. And that also helps us to get fed up and sticking with the topic ahead. That also teaches us to be fed up with either the fact that we're too sexual, with the fact that we're not sexual enough, with the fact that, oh, well, I can't, what if I don't want to be just friends with this particular male? How is it going to look? You have to, you know, there's so much that we get fed up on and so much that causes us to behave in the way in which we do that it's difficult to pinpoint it to just one thing at one particular time. There's a lot of different factors that comes into play when we're dealing with anything, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think I'm kind of worse than any male counterpart that I've ever encountered because I'm telling you, men may think about sex and the first chance they get, you know, statistically they probably want to, you know, jump on you. But hey, I'll be ready to jump too. So I don't worry about those those labels about like, oh, ho and all that and whore and slut and whatever you want to call it because, hey, I look at it like I'm over 21, okay? I'm responsible for my actions, you know? I protect myself, and anytime I feel the need to do something at this day and time, then I'm going to do it. And I don't care who don't
Amen.
Like it.
Amen.
You know, call me what you want to call it. You know, those titles don't appeal to me at all because I know who I am, and I know that at the end of the day, like, I don't have to answer to no one but myself. So if I feel like, you know, I want to take on that role of being what they call a quote-unquote hoe and do everybody I see that's in my range, then hey, what the hell? Tiger Woods did it, and they gave him help. So maybe they'll get some from me, too. So anyone who want to donate to the Miss P Get Help Fund, please email me at intuneshow@aol.com, and we can start, you know, getting donations in for that because I'm going to do what I got to do, and that's just plain and simple.
And see, and that's awesome. But again, it all still comes down to two things. One, stop labeling. And two, stop listening to what everybody else is doing.
Yes,
Hello.
Definitely. Definitely.
Hello.
Stop listening to your friends. Stop listening to everybody. Stop listening to the TV. Stop listening to all that garbage. Because, again, we're all different.
Yes.
I think also we have to stop trying to live up to the Joneses, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of our frustration comes from the fact that, you know what, this person has this, I don't have this, how do I get here? And we're pushing ourselves to get to certain, you know, unrealistic levels of what we think are perfection that we're causing the frustration and to be fed up. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of this frustration and this, you know, this behavior of getting fed up so quickly or after a long period of time, it is affecting us not only emotionally, but it's taking a physical effect on our bodies.
Sure.
We are dying younger. We are not. How many people we've known in the past year, celebrities or personally, that have died from high blood pressure or from stress at a young age? At what point do we say enough is enough and it has to stop?
That's why you got to do what makes you happy. Everybody's got to learn to mind their business. Mind your business. I mean, mind your own business. Stay out of everyone else's backyard because that's going to frustrate you right there. Mind your own business. Enjoy life. Be happy. Do everything you can to be happy. And stop worrying about what somebody next door is doing because they're doing something that makes them happy. Let it go.
Exactly. And I think that when it comes down to just both species, male and female in general, you know, you have to know when enough is enough and when to, like, you know, be able to take a stand, so to speak, on what is right for you and life at the time, because certain people come in your life at the wrong time and certain people come into your life in the right time. But it's up to us because we're so polluted with so many past situations and so many, like, you guys were stating expectations and worrying about the Joneses and all this other stuff that we miss our little window of opportunity so many times because of all the other stuff that's clouding your judgment because you can't see clearly. So I think it's up to us to kind of say, you know what, if I can't figure this out and this is not going a certain way for me in my life and I'm not completely content about my situation right now, then I need to just clean house. And when I
and
say clean house, I mean...
instead of complicating it, you're absolutely right. Instead of complicating the whole thing and saying, oh, I've got to sit here and dissect my life, it's so simple. All you got to do is, this situation making me happy? I'm going to keep saying that. Is this making me happy? No? Well, then either fix it or move on. Because it's not worth trying. And the other thing is, don't expect, again, someone who you are in a relationship with to change for you. Women do that, too. They're not going to change when someone shows you who they are. Believe them.
And ladies, like, it's not a Halloween mask, okay? It's for real.
Yeah.
And ladies,
but again,
and gentlemen,
does this guy make you happy? I mean, we can ask Tisha that. Like, it's like, if this guy's not making you happy, then move along, man. Life is too short.
Definitely.
I think also we have to focus on the fact that, you know, you can't, if this person is making you happy in other aspects of the relationship, is that one thing that they're doing so bad that you really, that is frustrating you to that level? I think we focus on the negatives too much. We spend way too much time focusing on the negative things around us, and then, you know, we're not focusing on the positive. And as we know, I will take it to a sexual level.
I'm waiting for it.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, this person is great at the finances. They're great at understanding you emotionally. They're great at everything else. But they suck sexually. And I mean suck, and not in a good way.
Ooh, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's say that's the problem. At what point do you say, okay, you know what? I have tried to explain what I need you to do. You're just not doing it. You know, and you're not willing to try something new. You're not willing to experiment at least a little bit. And you're one of these two-minute, but you remember that song, Two-Minute Man? One of these people who, they basically, they're a selfish lover. They go in, they come out, and they go to bed, okay? And if that's the type of relationship that you're having and that's what the person is doing, then at that point you need to do one of two things. You either tell them to get the hell out, call me, and we can temporarily fix the situation. Or you need to take the initiative and bring a couple of other things into play. You know, bring out the freak in you. You know, bring out the other woman in you. Bring out the other person that could separate the submissive, the quiet, the probably person who would tolerate a lot of crap from this person. Bring out the other person who's going to take charge. And you can teach them, you know. You can
Tisha said that you know, when he's unhappy, he tries to bring her down because she, you know, basically, I guess, you know, when he's going through what he's going through, he doesn't know how to, you know, display his emotions properly.
But Tisha, misery loves company.
So
of course.
Oh, he'll bring you down if he can.
He'll do whatever he can to try and bring you down, but based on what you said earlier, you're not that insecure that you're going to allow that. So at what point do you say, okay, is he that good in, okay, let me be very straightforward. Is he good in bed? Is that why you're tolerating
that?
She said
he's good there. I think she wrote that earlier, that he's good in the bed.
That's a dime a dozen, and as Lady Twinkles just said, you can teach that. It's not, you know, if the rest of the relationship is garbage and you're just staying with him because he's good in bed, well, then what good's that? That means part of your life is garbage. You deserve better than that. You deserve the sex and the rest of the relationship.
Yes,
if this man decides, well, you know, you can be as miserable as me.
You can get a sex toy. They have so many of those things. Like,
many.
But just to be blank, honestly truthful about the situation.
Well,
this is why I think they manufacture these things, you know, for situations as these. Like, when you set up, just go get some batteries. That's
okay.
All
I draw the line at that point. I don't want people to only get a sex toy when they're fed up. I want them
no,
to
and
get
you're
a sex
right.
Toy
Lady Twinkle is right
up.
In that sense, yes. Because you shouldn't just automatically fall back on your rabbit vibrator because your guy sucks. He should actually be trying to make an effort.
You see how she went off, Dr. Sue? You see how she went off? She said, oh, heck no. That touched her heart. Like, what do you mean just have a toy? No.
Because it goes beyond the toys. And, you know, this is where
it does.
I come
She's
in.
Right.
For those of you, you have to tune in to my show next Tuesday, April 3rd, from 7 to 8. We're going to go into how to get rid of some of these inhibitions. But back to today's topic. You know, you have to go past the toy. Yes, we can go out and we can get a toy. But what fun is it if you're not going to be able to use it, be happy, and share it? You know, if
mm-hmm.
you're with someone, you should be able to share every aspect of yourself and your life
right.
with them. You don't want to be able, okay, it's like what they said, they want a hoe in the bedroom and they want a freak in the bed and a lady in the streets. You
mm-hmm.
want to make sure that you want not only a man who's good sexually, but you want someone you can actually sit down and have a conversation with. Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to be in a relationship with someone and I can't have a conversation with them and we can't connect on a spiritual, emotional, more than just a physical level, then what is the point of having them? You know?
Lady Twinkle, are you still
more.
There?
Yes, I'm still
okay,
here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, because you went out a little. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not sure where you lost me, but we want someone who is more than just, you know, toys, you know, because we can get that sexual gratification from most toys. And trust me, you should see my new line. It is amazing. But anyway, we want someone who we can connect with emotionally and spiritually. And physically, but if we're only connecting with them physically, there's other things we can use for that. We want them for some for other reasons, you know. Unless it's a, you know, it's just a sex thing, then by all means, just let him go ahead.
Definitely. So I'm going to stop the conversation real quick, and I'm going to play a song because, you know, some people complain to me when they're like, Ms. P, why so much talking? Why do you play no music? So I'm going to play a song for all those whiny brats out there that I love dearly. You guys know I love you all. And this one is called Closer by Dante Tyler. And for those that don't really know him, I say please look him up because 26 years old, church boy, father, I mean, there's no words for him. And this song I picked, you know, to play tonight because it kind of resonated with the topic. And this is from a male perspective, okay, because he kind of explained to me that he wrote this song because of things that he were kind of, like, going through in his life. So basically he just wanted to resonate with his wife now and try to get closer to her, in regards to all the things that he weren't able to express to her. You know, it's the same thing we talking about on the topic with communication. So let's tune in and listen to Closer by Dante Tyler.
Lord, I know I can give more than I've been.
I know I can try hard.
Premeditating, leave, slipping and falling in sin. sun and glad my source of living. They want you to bless everything I'm pursuing. Teach me how to love and be.
So that was Dante Tyler. What did you guys think of that song?
Love it. It's beautiful.
Right.
Dante's
right.
So talented.
Yes. I mean, Dr. Sue, I mean, I love his voice. I don't know, you know.
But he's got a beautiful voice. And,
he
you know,
does.
And look at what he's singing about. He's
That's
trying
nice.
To say that he wants to communicate with her more, see?
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
Got to learn to listen.
You know? Got it. even through music, okay? Even through music.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm really into that, and I'm just, you know, want to thank him, shout out to him again for, you know, that song and, you know, putting that all together because, you know, that song really resonates with me, I guess, most of all because of, you know, the transition that I'm making in my life right now. So, you know, I'm loving it. So where's Lady Twinkles at, Miss Mouth of the
right
South?
I am right here, Smitty. I am right here. I've actually just been communicating with a couple of people online.
Okay, in the chat room, I see busy.
Yes, ma'am.
Busy. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, no one wants to call in 818-495-6975 and give us, you know, their input on the topic of the day when a woman's fed up, you know, different things that we all
Or when
need
you're
to,
fed up with a woman.
Either well, way. When you fed up with a woman,
exactly.
Definitely, Dr. Sue, definitely. Or just
right.
Fed up, period. Damn it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just bad
what
now.
What are you fed
like,
up
so.
With? Call us and tell us what you're fed up with.
Exactly. Tell us what whoever. I don't care, okay? Just voice your opinion, you know? Let us know how you feel about it. Again, the number is 818-495-6975. You know, we get a lot of people that go into the chat room, Dr. Sue, because people are so shy to, like,
oh,
come
that's
in.
True.
Yeah.
I agree. That's true.
And we're going to be working on that whole shy thing next week on Tuesday with getting rid of those inhibitions and living your life to the fullest.
Yeah, definitely. You have to because, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that are sitting back later on in life saying to my son and his children, like, you know, when I was this age, I, you know, wanted to do this and that. Like, I just think that's so sad and it breaks my heart when you come across people that say what they wanted to do. You know, and they didn't do. And I think that's why I've always been an expeditionist. Like, I just ran with everything. Because
I don't believe in the woulda, shoulda, couldas. You know, it doesn't count. It really, it truly doesn't count. You really just have to go out there and do it.
Definitely. So we have a caller on the line. So let's take the call. Area code 646. You on the line with Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Miss P, this is Tisha.
Hey, what's going on, Tisha?
Hi, Tisha.
Okay, for real. Tisha is like an in-tune supporter from day one, and she's always in the chat room. So to hear your voice is just huge to me right now. So what's going on, Tisha? Talk to us.
No, because you know what? You just don't know. He starts these arguments just for no apparent reason, and but the sex is good, though. Don't get me wrong. The sex is beautiful. Not because I don't think he's inexperienced or anything like that. Maybe because I'm just a rabbit. I think I am a rabbit, but I've been known to be called a rabbit. But I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking about just using him for the sex, and then that's it, because I'm just tired of the argument. I'm just tired.
Well, we have two professionals on the line. Mm-hmm. We have Dr. Sue, who's a professional, and Lady Twinkle. So let them help you with this one.
Yeah, it sounds to me like he's got a lot of previous baggage issues and things that he's had to deal with before, Tisha, and he's bringing that to the table. You know, he's got a lot of insecurities.
Cause he gets
he's
mad,
afraid
like,
of losing you.
You know what? I was playing, I don't know if y'all know about this game, Doors, that everybody's playing on the iPod or the iPhone. It's called Doors, D-O-O-O-R-S. I called my friend to get the answers just because I was stuck on 24, and he got upset about that. Like, why are you getting mad when you're on your phone sitting there playing games? Like, you didn't see me in, like, 7 days, and you
Has
sitting there
Has this guy
and
been
mad.
Screwed around on before?
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that's the problem. He probably had
that's what it is.
Some relationships where they cheated on him in front of his face, and so he's at the point where he doesn't trust anyone. Especially if you're probably doing things that maybe the person was doing before, maybe being on the phone, being on the internet, and claiming that nothing is going on, but something was going on. So he's just transferring those experiences into this current one. And
well, he may not be doing that. Don't do that.
Yeah, but as Dr. Sue says, what's going to happen is that he's scared of losing you, and if all you're interested right now in doing is using him for the sex, then at what point do you say, then what happens when the sex get bad?
I don't know.
Sorry, guys. I had to laugh
because
we have a Fee Sexy Ma in the chat room talking about, is that Tisha on the air? OMG, put hands on forehead, shaking her head.
You know, so Tisha, again, what happens after you're tired with the sex? You prolong this relationship because, you know, why? Why wouldn't you just cut it loose? Why won't you just be like, okay, you know what? The other things are too much. I don't want to be bothered and move on. Why are you staying in something that is clearly making you frustrated and not move on? The sex is good. Trust me, sweetie. You know, just when you think the sex couldn't get better, it gets better.
But, Lady Twinkles, let me tell you. I'm not bothered by the argument. He gets mad because I throw my beats in my ears. I throw my headphones in my ears, and I don't listen to nothing that he has to say, and that irritates him. Because I don't argue. I'm not an arguer. I don't argue. I'll let him sit there, yell, scream, do whatever. But then when it's time to make up and have sex, then that's when you come talk to me. Because I like I said, I've been known as a rabbit. So yeah.
Rabbit. And what does that mean? Can you explain what the rabbit means?
Honey, I hop on it all day long.
She knows how to hop. That's what it means.
I love it. I really do.
But Lisa, you also have to understand that there are some men that are actually intimidated by a woman that is more sexually, expressive than they are. So you have to also be careful. Maybe he is, not only so much as he picking the arguments for other things and those insecurities he probably is dealing with past relationships, he's also probably scared shitless of the fact that you can ride like the best of them.
Yeah, for real.
So you
have
to be very careful.
Yeah. And he probably thinks that all my male friends done got that. And it's not true. Like, I don't look at my male friends like that. If I'm into one person, I'm into that one person.
The problem is, you got to stand in his shoes for 1 minute to see how he's looking at it in order for you to address it. So he sees this as being a huge threat. You're talking to male friends, well, and being a guy, he's going to be thinking, well, as we all know, all men want to do is fool around. So obviously that's what's going on. He's got a lot of issues. He's bringing a lot of issues to the table that need to be addressed or, like, Lady Twinkle says, move on.
Screw him and move him on, you
should kind of move along because it's not really fair to him to leave him dangling either.
Exactly. You're preventing him from getting to who he deserves to be with while you're preventing yourself from being who you need to be, to going on to who you need to be with. Not only so much that, let me think of the fact that he is concerned about the men friends. And that you've labeled yourself as a rabbit. When he is not with you, and you're with
your inner bunny is becoming an outer bunny, and it's scaring the hell out of him.
Okay. We're gonna have to get T-shirt a cage with the little bunny, like the water bottle on the side, just to keep you hydrated.
Yay!
But the beauty of tonight is this, T-shirt, is that for the first time ever, I have two experts on the air.
Yes, I love it.
I have Lady Spiegels, I have Dr. Sue, and this is what they do. This is what they do. So utilize the source. When I say utilize a source, I'm saying in regards to the fact that you have two professionals on the line, and basically, this is free. You're not paying for the help. So basically, take it for what it's worth. I mean, I'm taking it all in for myself because,
That's right. So on behalf of Lady Twinkles and myself, use us.
Utilize them. Not as a rabbit, but...
No, you can do that, too. That's okay.
I heard
you. But definitely...
and people, always remember, you can always feel free to reach out to any of us, either via Intune or, I'm on Twitter at LadyTwinkle69. And also on Facebook, you can look me up at Natty-LadyTwinkle. And the ALMS, Sensual Reconstruction, group page on Facebook is really good because I also give advice on that also.
And Dr. Sue, how can you be located as well? So since some lady people already plugged herself in, you're like, the show is over, but go ahead.
I'm on Twitter at Dr. Sue. I'm on, you can head to my website and talk to me there too, the drsuereview.com. And I'm on Facebook too, which you can actually, if you just go to the website, you can find me all over the place.
Exactly. Stay in tune with, Lady Twinkles and Dr. Sue, because I'm definitely not letting these ladies go anywhere. So they're stuck with me for the rest of their lives. So it's almost 7 o'clock, which we're going to have our Fashionista on to kind of break the monotony of all of the drama right now. And I'm really excited to have her on because she and her, partner have a group called Girl Around Town. And they basically, they travel and they have all this awesome stuff that they put us in tune with around the world. So she's going to be tuning in tonight in a few seconds just to basically give us an update for a few on all the great things that's out there that we know we are oblivious to. So I'm looking forward to that. And she's basically going to come on twice a month, every Friday. I mean, not every Friday, but every other Friday at 7 to give us updates on, you know, all her latest and greatest discoveries. So I'm excited about hearing about fashion because besides sex, I love shopping. I love shoes and bags. I don't know about anyone
else.
Sex
and shopping. Think about it.
Sex and shopping and chocolate.
Exactly. Food, sex, shopping. I'm done. I don't know about you.
I know. I could have a drink and go to sleep now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We actually
so,
have a
Keisha.
Question.
Okay.
Ladies,
I'm going to teach a really...
From Doug.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, ladies.
Doug wants to know if Dr. Sue works with men as well.
Dr. Sue works with both men and women. Actually, primarily, I would say 90% of my clients are men.
That's the same with me, Dr. Sue. Most of my clients
yeah.
are men.
I don't talk to a lot of women. I think women are so
yeah,
programmed
I'm so ill.
To deal with everything. Go ahead.
Okay, so, Tisha, was there anything else you want to say real briefly? Because I have to...
90% of my clients are men. No, I just want to say hi. This is Marilyn. I don't really have no problems with my man.
Oh, hey, Marilyn. How are you? You've been just listening in, huh? How you doing, beautiful? How's everything?
I'm okay. Everything is good. I just wanted to chime in because Tisha chimed in, and she has you guys on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. So did you have any questions for any of our experts tonight real quick?
No, I just want to do. What do you do with a man that just keeps on making empty promises? Like for real, like he's trying. You can see that he's trying, but he just keep on making empty promises.
Teach him how not to promise and just take it easy.
Tell him not to promise you something that he can't live
he
up
can't
to. Focus. That's not what you're asking him for. You're not asking for promises.
Right. I want to see reality, right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you want to deal
with
in the now. He's living in the past.
Yeah,
exactly. I got you.
And that's a conversation.
And he has to decide: is it something he can do? Is this something that he wants to move forward with, or is he just too frightened of you, if you will, and your sexuality and your friends to stay in the relationship? But somebody has got to either go or get off the pot here. One of you's got to make a decision here or at least meet in the middle. Right now, nobody's meeting in the middle.
Right. That's exactly how I felt. Thank you, Dr. Sue.
You're
welcome. Thank you, Marianne, and thank you, Tisha, for calling in and sharing your story with us. I really, really appreciate it. And just to let you know, Fee Sexy Ma said, oh, Lord, is that Marilyn? Okay, so continue to listen in. I'm about to plug in, you know, Leah, and she's going to give us the updates on fashion. And for all my little fashionistas out there, you know, definitely, you know, hold the phone because I'm about to put her on right now. Hey, Leah, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Super excited to have you on the show and part of the team.
Good. I'm so excited, too. I'm so glad to be a part of the team.
Yes, definitely. So before we get into the fashion, and I hate to put you on the spot like that, but I have to, the topic of the show is when a woman's fed up. And we have Dr. Sue on the line, and we have Lady Twinkles, who are both sex experts. So is it anything that you wanted to contribute to this conversation tonight before we go forward into the fashion?
What do you think about booty calls? Do you think they're good for you, or do you think they end up being bad things?
Dr.
Who wants to go first?
Take it first? Because I could take it if you want me to.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
Are booty calls good or bad? Booty calls are always going to be, again, I'm going back to, do they make you happy? If they make you feel like a piece of crap afterwards or you feel used, then don't do it. If you can come out of a booty call and just enjoy the sex for what it was and move along and love it, then that's what you should do. But if it doesn't feel right, for God's sake, don't do it.
Okay, Lady Twinkles is going to give her opinion. I think booty calls are great. If it's with people who understand, exactly what they are. The problem with booty calls is a lot of times it starts off as a booty call,
And most times it's the woman who gets all emotionally wrapped up and starts wanting more, thus breaking the rules of what a booty call is.
Right.
Okay? So if you're fine with the relationship as it is, as that booty call, you know that you can call somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning and they'll be right on over and make you feel real good, then get the hell up and get out, and that's what you want, then that's great. But if you're looking for more, stay away from them because you're gonna get emotionally hurt.
Yeah.
It's very hard for women not to become emotionally involved when it comes to sex. It really is. It's a difficult thing for most women to do. So, again, like I said, if you come out of a booty call feeling horrible about it, well, then just don't do it because it's not worth it.
Yeah, Doug in the chat room said that men get, you know, emotionally involved as well.
I should say not necessarily me. Could be a case study, and those who know me knows what that means, but it could be in a case study where the man is actually the person that is more emotionally involved in the booty call, after the booty call, and wants more. And at that point, you lay down the law. You have to let them know, okay, we had a discussion. You know exactly what this is. I'm not in this place right now. This is not going to happen or whatever. But be gentle and be cautious of the delivery. You know, you want to make sure that everybody involved is clear. And that's where, once again, we always revert back to this communication where you need to let the person know exactly what it is. If it's a booty call, it's a booty call. And, yes, men get as, and sometimes, depending on the situation, more involved and want more emotional connection than the woman in the case of a booty call.
Yeah, Doug said that he admits that he does get, you know, too emotionally involved at times when it comes to booty calls.
So then Doug should stay away from just straight-up booty calls.
Yeah, Doug, I think it's all the liquor that you just put in
that's
the chat room
right.
that you had on the side
there,
the vodka, the gin, you know, that's how they all start, Doug. That's how they all start. But anyway, moving right along, you know, because I know that your time is limited, you know, fill us in of all the fashion updates that you have for us, my love.
Definitely. Well, my biggest fashion obsession right now, I think I'm traveling back to the 1980s because I'm kind of in love with neons right now. They're all over the place, and they're perfect for spring. They're really, really bright, and they're fun. I think it's just nice after, you know, you've had your big wool coat on for the past 3 months to kind of get out and just show off, and neon definitely let you do that. I really like neon skinny jeans, but I know that is not something that everyone in the world is going to wear. If you can, I think do it and do it well. And definitely put them on with a, you know, big old pair of sky high heels. But I think it takes a lot of confidence to pull that off. So, I think if you know, neons are bold statements. So if you want to get into it slowly, definitely can. There's so many fun accessories out there right now. There's a really cute neon pink felt that's really fun. You can find Wayfarers in a bunch of neon colors, and that's just a really fun way, I think, to, you know, to add a little bit of flair to what you have on.
Now, you just mentioned Michael Kors, and that's one of my favorite designers ever. Like, I'm in love with the man. Seriously, I want to have his child. It's like that serious. But I'm just kidding. But What do they have out in regards to shades? Are you that far in the research yet as far as, like, shades are out? Are neons the shade colors out as well?
You know what? I don't know about his shades. I know he's got a bunch of aviators out right now. And I'm not sure if they're in colors. But I would imagine that they're going to get there for sure, especially during the summer. He's usually pretty good about incorporating color into everything, so...
Definitely. So any, like, hot
color,
shoes?
Is color coming back now? Now that, you know,
definitely.
This is Dr. Sue, sorry. Is color coming back? Because we've been so neutral for so long.
Yeah, we really have, and it is alive and well right now. You know, obviously neons are a huge hit, but so are pastels this season too. You know, they're a little more subdued, but they're still about, you know, having a lot of color in your wardrobe. I actually saw a pair of jeans the other day that are tie-dyed, which are a little crazy, but again, it seems like color is exploding all over the stores, and I think it's fun. I think it's, you know, sometimes it's going to be a little hard because you got to figure out, you know, what color goes with your skin tone the best and kind of which color you like to rock them. But, you know, it's fun to experiment, and I love going to stores like Forever 21 and H&M to kind of start experimenting with color a little bit, because I can buy a $10 shirt and wear it once, and if it doesn't, you know, if I realize it's not the best, then it's no big deal, and I didn't, you know, drop a ton of money on it. So I think that's probably, you know, if you're going to start experimenting and kind of using color in new ways, that's definitely a good way to go.
Definitely. Definitely, because it's so funny that you brought that up, because I was just talking to someone in the, where was I yesterday? I was actually in Century 21 because, you know, believe it or not, I do like Century 21 because they do have name brand Celeste. And sometimes, you know, you can, instead of paying like 100 or something for a pair of sandals, you can get something for probably 70, 80 bucks, which is, you know, affordable and reasonable for myself. So basically,
yeah,
they were saying how, you know, if you wanted to accessorize something and you bought a $10 shirt, then it's not that serious because you can always go buy another $10 shirt versus buying a shirt that's $100-something and not being able to just go back and buy another $100-something shirt.
Exactly.
Being able to give it up when it looks crazy, because, you know, after a while, like, the wear and tear on stuff is just not the same no matter how much you spend on it. Like, you
right.
can't keep it forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
that is, I mean, there's a lot, you know, I think I'm really excited about the spring, and I'm so excited to kind of toss my suede aside and get into some fun sandals. They've also got amazing shoes this season, and they're all about color as well, and they're really fun. There's a company called United Nude that has some amazing shoes right now, and a pair that I just saw had a platform heel in neon yellow, and they're just, I mean, they're kind of crazy and they're a little out there, but they're so fun, and they just, you know, you're going to go out and have a good time when you put those on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit also, because every time you come on, I want to always plug your business. So basically, you know, like I was telling you guys earlier, she's like blessed us with her presence, you know, twice a month, which is awesome. But, you know, Leah also has something else that she's going to explain to you guys, too, that I want you guys to follow, stay in tune, and definitely support her movement as well. And without further ado, you tell us a little bit about Girl Around Town.
Yeah. So Girl Around Town is a lifestyle site. And we talk a lot about fashion. We talk about different food and drink and kind of the new restaurants that are around. We also talk about lifestyle topics like charity events, and we talk about beauty, and we get some entertainment topics in there as well. Our main cities that we focus on right now are Houston, New York, and Los Angeles. But we talk about national topics all the time as well. So if you ever have a question about where to go or what to do, Mary, my partner, is about to head off to Paris, so we'll have some cool insight what to do in Paris as well. So if you stay up to date with us, and you kind of can just get some insight on you know, cool things to do around town.
Definitely, which is so awesome. And big hugs and kisses out to Mary, because without Mary, I wouldn't have met Leah. And, you know,
yeah,
none of this would be possible today, so I have to show her love. And also, on a returning show, we have in the chat room people speak, and men talking about, you know, they want to hear some things on men. So I don't know if you have anything real briefly that you can tell us about any fashion with for men.
Sure. I think a big thing that's kind of going on right now, it's kind of been coming into play for a while, but men's fashion that's a little more fitted. You know, you kind of can always do a nice shirt or a, you know, a nice polo. I've really been seeing things that that are a little more fitted to the body lately. And I think that comes from up north, because in the south, people tend to go a little baggier, I think. But they're really kind of, just they're kind of streamlining things, which I think is fun. I like to see that. I like to see a man's body. So they're kind of, you know, tucked in on the sides a little bit more. And just, yeah, they're just kind of cut to your figure. Yeah, that's what I've been seeing.
Definitely. So just for you guys to stay update during the you know, in between time where we're not talking to Leah, I'm going to post her information on my Facebook page. And, of course, when I'm shouting out people on Twitter, definitely her name is always added into that. So definitely follow her, because she definitely posts, you know, different things in fashion updates and foods and, you know, their experiences with girl around town daily. So you definitely need to stay in sync with that to stay, you know, abreast of what's going on and things of that nature. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. I just want to thank you so much for, you know, giving us your time and just being a part of the movement. It's an amazing feeling for me, and I'm really excited. I mean, I guess if you guys could see my face right now, I would look like a Chester cat, like Alice in Wonderland, like that cat on the tree, seriously, just sitting there, smiling, because it's such a blessing to have so many amazing people that want to be a part of, you know, keeping people in tune. So I thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much. It is so fun, and I'm so excited to be a part of the team.
Yes, thank you so much, Leah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was Leah, everybody, and definitely I will put her again, you know, on my Facebook page and always add it to my follows on Facebook, because she's an awesome individual, as you guys see, and she, you know, her and Mary, shout out to Mary again for, you know, bringing this all together, are very, very awesome, insightful individuals. So, back to the show. We just had to take a little time out, okay? When a man and a woman fed up, okay? Who wants to jump back in? Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, where my girls at?
What are we doing? How are we doing here?
We're doing fine. I mean, we have another over a half an hour more left to the show. And
I'm trying to get
back
into chat here. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, okay. And I mean, the chat room is going crazy. I can't even keep up with all the things that's actually happening. I'm sorry?
I went to get in there, and now I've lost it again. Story.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've never been in a chat room, Dr. Sue. I have no way of even explaining how that all works.
It's all good. I've already registered. I'm just trying to get on there.
Okay, so
what are we talking about in the chat room now?
I mean, they're talking about the clothes, and I mean,
fashion.
Maybe Lady Twinkles can kind of keep us updated with what's happening over there, because I can't. We have someone on hold for a while now, and the area code is 619. So I'm gonna just plug them in. 619, you on the line with Miss P, Dr. Sue, and Lady Twinkles. How you doing tonight?
Good evening, ladies. How we doing? This is Nico from San Diego. I'm also in the chat room.
Hey, Nico from San Diego. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Hi, Nico.
Hi, guys. Hey, Nati Gal.
Before we go any further, if someone has, like, their computer or they something up where it's kind of echoing, like, through the whole show, and I try not to say nothing, but it's kind of becoming a little bit
too much. Yes, I turned everything off. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, echoing, but it's a little,
sounds like a TV going.
Yeah, something is in the background.
Somebody's just trying to listen in the background to
right. Is it a conspiracy theory, Nico? It's aliens. Is it aliens and satellites? I don't know. But how you doing tonight?
Get your foil hats on, everybody.
Exactly.
Well, no,
how
I,
you doing
I did
tonight?
Want to try. I am doing nothing short of outstanding. I did want to tune in. I did want to chime in on the topic of discussion this evening about when a woman set up. In my opinion, women get fed up for numerous different reasons. In some cases, it's because the person that's in their life, whether it be a male or a female, does something to tick them off, to truly just piss them off. But I've also noticed in my 37 years that in some cases it's because women tend to get in their own way. They tend to sabotage relationships where they could have a perfectly great relationship going on. They could have the ideal person who is supportive and loving and doing all the things that are necessary for you to be in a relationship with this person, but yet they choose to throw that proverbial monkey wrench into a perfectly good situation, and then there's resentment, and then there's anger, and there's frustration, and it blows up into something that is just so phenomenally wrong that both sides are so fed up that they don't want to associate with each other anymore.
I don't think that's strictly a female thing, though. I've seen a lot of men do the same thing. I think it's almost like a lot of us are afraid to be happy, and we're afraid to be successful, and we're afraid to have all this good stuff happen. And as soon as everything's rolling really good, it's like, oh no, somewhere in your subconscious, I don't deserve this. So you start sabotaging it. I agree.
Yes, very much so. And I'm not just saying that it's women alone, because I know that I've done it myself. You know, I was in a relationship a long time ago, and we were together for many years. And what happened? One way or another, I sabotaged it. And what happened? We ended up parting and going our separate ways. Do we look back about it now and laugh? Yeah, we do, because we know that it was something so insignificant and minuscule that, you know, we could have gone on from there. But, you know, we are where we are today.
Again, it's still coming back down to that age-old thing that we keep coming back to. It's communication. You've got to be able to sit down and say, okay, this is working for me, this isn't working for me.
I think
what also happens is that people, they look at other relationships, and you can have a perfectly great relationship. Everything is on point. But then you look at what someone else is doing, and because your partner is not doing as much as the other person's partner is doing in that one particular thing, you may use that as a guideline as to why your relationship is not as good as you think it is or as you know it is. And then you use something there to form your opinions, which, once again, living up to means that it's not kind of, because we have looked at our parents or family or friends' relationships of the past, and we see that our relationship is different from theirs, we kind of associate that difference may mean that we're not in as good a relationship as we should be. And as Nico said, we sabotage them.
Yeah, plus the fact that, again, it's going back to stop comparing yourself and your relationship and your life with everybody else's. It's a different relationship.
It's almost like a keeping up with the Joneses in a relationship situation.
Sure it is.
You know, and honestly, no two relationships are ever going to be the same. And if they were, then, you know, it'd be cookie-cutter relationships, and life would be stale.
True that.
You know?
True that.
So, but, yeah, I just wanted to voice my little two cents and let you guys know that you got my support. I'll be tuning in from now on.
God, I'm so happy.
Yay,
Nico. Yay. So that, ladies, just so you know, if you see this brother dress, he's one of these rare men that I've come across in my life that not only is he educated, he dresses very well, he's very strong and involved in the community, and always willing to express or give honest, straightforward, down-to-earth, meaningful information to people. So he's really good on a fashion sense, ridiculous. So I must say,
we're gonna have to talk, Nico.
I think I put the quote in the chat room. It's unfortunate, but I do get the question of, are you gay? Very much, because I consider myself to be what's known as a metrosexual. I'm very comfortable in my skin. I'm very comfortable about my sexuality, but I like to be dressed. I like my nails to be clean. I like to have a clean-shaven face. If I do have hair on my face, it's manicured. I have a barber on call. I don't buy suits off the rack. I buy tailored suits. I buy real dress shirts. I like to look and smell good all the time, because you never know who you're going to meet.
Can we get married? This is what I hate. Why do we automatically...
Why do we automatically assume that he's gay because he dresses well? It's such rubbish. Again, with the label.
That's the stigma. The stigma is that, that's the stigma, though. Because if you were to take and look at the majority of men that are in fashion, that know how to dress and know how to coordinate themselves, you know, the perfect tie with the perfect shirt, with the perfect suit, with the perfect shoes, even down to matching the sock, you automatically assume that they are not totally 100% heterosexual because fashion is considered to be a women's industry. It's not true. You know, I know plenty of guys that are just like me that love to be dressed.
That's what I mean, and this is what I'm trying to dispel.
Yeah, I would love to dispel it.
I actually had the opportunity to meet Nico, and I know, and I have had the opportunity to know of his family, and he's not gay.
I'm not gay. No, I'm actually a father of three.
Yes.
So, you know,
that's for damn sure.
I mean, it wouldn't even matter to me where you was coming from. You know, it's just an individual himself, and that's what I gravitate to.
Yeah, and not knocking anyone homosexual because I have plenty of friends that are homosexual. I love their company. They love my company. It's just, why does it have to be that? Because I know how to dress, I'm that way.
Again, it's putting people in these little boxes. Oh, I'm not comfortable unless we know what your label is. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah,
and then the funny thing about those labelers that they don't even know who they are, and that's why they are so concerned with everyone else's label.
Last.
Amen.
Right. Exactly.
But
so you know,
they're fighting with their own demons.
Right. Yeah.
You
that's
probably what it is. That person that's insecure in their own sexuality or their life or their relationship or their job. Or their spiritual nature, or whatever. It could be any of those things that bring those things to life, which creates the insecurities that they have from whether it be their sexuality to their relation to whatever. It's all of those things.
And the whole thing is so irrelevant because, what if I said, Nico, are you gay? And you said yes. What's the point? What's your point?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
I'm gay.
Nico. Doug asks, what's your favorite brand of, you know, men's shoes? So I guess your favorite designer shoe is what he's saying.
That depends because it depends on the cut of the shoe and it depends on what I'm wearing. I love Kenneth Cole because he has a vast variety. I do have two pair of Prada shoes. But that's because they're a loafer, they're very comfortable. Something a little more sporty if I'm going out, you know, just to be out, you know, walking along the beach or something like that, chilling out. I'm a New Yorker, so I, of course, keep my Timberlands and my Air Force Ones in the closet. You know, it depends.
Right, definitely, definitely. He said Kenneth Cole rocks, you know.
Yeah, Kenneth Cole rocks. Gentlemen, here's the thing that every man should get up on right now. If you don't have a good watch, go shopping. That's the key to a woman's heart right now because for some reason I've noticed that women are starting to notice men's watches like men notice women's shoes. Get a good watch, gentlemen.
Right, and I like when men notice my shoes, Nico. I'm not going to lie. I mean, at work I kind of wear, like, comfortable shoes all the time, like the same ones over and over because I already, like, got them, you know, broken into how I need to maneuver, but for the most part, see Miss P out on the street, okay? And the first thing I want you to look at is my shoe. That's it. Don't look at the boobage.
Miss P.
What?
Don't lie to the people. You don't care who notices your shoes. You're the one who's noticing the damn shoes. Listen,
my love. My shoes noticed, I do. I wouldn't stop so hard for them.
You're dressed for, though. We buy beautiful shoes so that people will look at them and go, hey, those are hot. I like that. You want the compliment.
See, Lady Feathers, we have to hit the street together so you can really see. You know, Nico is fly. You know, and I'm not
right
trying
now,
to take anything away from that. But, you know, I understand he does it on a daily basis. Miss P don't like to dress up every day. But when it's time to dress up, I want to be noticed.
Miss P, you understand that I have a situation where recently I am not allowed to wear tall shoes. And for someone who's lived in 4- and 6-inch heels, Miss P can tell anyone I am slowly withering away. I'm finding flat stuff that is okay, but I kid you not, I will take a pill and deal with the pain, but I need my shoes.
And see, a real man will appreciate a woman that's wearing that 4 or 6 inch heel, because not only is she able to provide the balance to walk in them, but she's also getting a hell of a calf workout that's going to make her legs look that much more ridiculous. So, fellas, you know, you better get right, fellas. You know, don't start hating on the heels. You better start noticing some Jimmy Choo's, and you better start noticing some jerseys. And you better start noticing some Louboutins.
Some Marc Jacobs. Whatever's your thing. Because you know what? Those names are awesome, but not everyone can afford them, and I kind of like to stay neutral. That's why I kind of don't talk about, you know, the shit that I like.
What you feel. If you feel hot in what you're wearing, okay, now we're hoping that we're not hoochieing all over the place, but, you know, like that you're not wearing over-tight clothes or something. But, you know, if you feel hot, it's what you're going to project.
Look, you can be a styling toe. If you make it work, you make it work.
Exactly. I'm going to wear some clogs. I'm going to wear some clogs. You know, the clogs. Some Danco's.
Hey,
and I think I'm sexy in those.
Because
let me tell you, when I look the worst, that's when I get the most compliments, when I look the worst.
Thank you.
When I look the worst. And I'll be like, what are you looking at? Do you have, you know, cataracts? What's happening? You know, like, why are you even looking at me today? When I did everything I could do to look good, no one says anything.
What they see is a natural beauty that shows. And women look good for other women. I don't care what any woman has to say. They think that it's about looking good for men. But women look good for other women. We want to make sure that another chick sees us wearing whatever we're wearing and that we're looking good. Men will notice no matter what. Men will notice if you're wearing a bag on your head and no shorts on. They will notice. Another woman would be able to look and critique every item that you're wearing. So you want to make sure you're always on point. When you get to the point where you stop thinking of other people looking at your clothing and you look in the mirror and be like, God damn, I look good.
Yeah. Exactly.
So far.
Now, I will also comment to that in saying that I do like a woman that when she goes in the bathroom and washes her face, brushes her teeth, puts her hair in a ponytail, comes out in a t-shirt and some sweatpants in the house, and you look at her and go, damn, that's a beautiful woman. That to me is also very sexy, because you don't have to be 100% made up. If you have a natural beauty, you keep your skin right, you brush your teeth, you ain't got no halitosis going on, you wear deodorant.
No halitosis, ladies.
Yeah, you know, I don't want no funk in my mouth, you know, I keep myself clean. If a woman can do that and just keep herself maintained, you're already ahead of the game.
Yep,
definitely.
Hey, Nico, I have a question for you. What's your opinion? And girls, chime in on this. You know how the trend is always with the pants hanging down the butt? Ladies, do you not want to see a man's butt? What's wrong with fitted clothing? Fitted clothing is so beautiful. Why do guys still do this?
I will say it like this. Unfortunately, it is a fashion trend that got started in the wrong place. My understanding of that fashion trend is that it actually got started in jail to let guys that were looking for a piece of trim in jail would let you know that man was available to get some.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Now,
that's very interesting.
I don't
but
wear
ladies,
anything.
Do you not want to see a guy's butt?
Only time
when
you
they're walking
want to
down
see
the
a
street?
Guy's butt is when he walks into the bathroom naked.
But if he's in a nice fitted pair of pants, you know, when he's walking away, you can see something nice. I don't care what boxers you're wearing.
Yeah.
I just want to see more.
All that name brand boxer stuff hanging out. That dude, that's 1980s. That's crisscross.
Totally.
With the clothes
and it's
backwards.
Still there.
Yeah. It's something. I mean, I'll take it a step further. I like seeing that some of these industry people, these musicians, these hip-hop artists, are starting to change that stigma. Jay-Z, of course, we know being one of them. We see him in a suit almost every picture. Now we're
Diddy
starting
is
to
another one.
Like,
Diddy, you'd never catch him doing that.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. But to take it to the younger ones like T.I., you notice T.I. now is a very dressed, dignified-looking young man when he walks out and about. You know, he doesn't look like a street thug. Yeah, we know he's still got some baggies and some skinny jeans and stuff like that, but most of the pictures you see of him now, he's in a shirt and a tie, a nice V-neck sweater, something like that. To be wearing your pants off of your butt, I'm sorry, Lil Wayne, you may have all the money in the world and be on the top of the game. Dude, just because your pants does sag doesn't mean you're a gangster.
Definitely.
There
so
you go.
We
right
have,
there.
And some other clothes on the line. Nico, you want to stay on or you want to go?
Hey, I'll be in the chat room. Don't worry. People
okay.
can talk with me. I'll be there. I'll be listening in too.
Yay. Thank you
Thanks,
so much, Nico.
Thanks, Nico.
No problem. I'll talk with you.
Yeah, so we have a caller on the line. That was Nico. He's awesome. I love him.
Nico rocks.
Already.
Yeah.
Very, very great personality. Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're going to take a call from 914 area code. You're on the line with Miss P, Dr. Sue, and Lady Twinkles. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well,
hey.
Thank you.
Fine. This is Miss Bay, a.k.a.
Hey!
Patty Hurst.
What's
how
going
you
on, you? It's
hey,
been so long.
Hanging in there. I know. Hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, yeah. And even better now that you're on the line, because I know
that's
this
cool.
conversation is about to turn all the way around.
Uh-oh.
Yay, Miss Bay. Hello.
Okay,
hi.
So Ms. Bay, you've been listening
mm-hmm.
in, and you know, definitely know the topic of the day is, you know,
mm-hmm.
when a woman or a man's fed up, and
yes.
so give us your input on that.
Well, I just want to start by saying there's so many things I'm fed up with, but I mean, and the topic of men, are we talking about that?
you can go on any part of the topic you want to.
Oh, well, like I said, there's so many things. But as far as men, what pisses me off is that it seems like a lot of excuses are being made for them when nobody makes excuses for us as women. You know, it's just so many excuses. Oh, he did what? Oh, that's because of this. I mean, I have people telling me, oh, well, society beats down on men so bad and this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, I think it trickles down even worse to the black woman. So we still have but when we make a mistake or when we fall short, whether it be single mother or whatever, there's no room for us. Like, there's no excuses. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's standing up and saying, you know, exactly what we're going through. But a man can do anything. A man can do something to a woman, and then it said, oh, well, she should have known better. She only letting him do what he do. But what about what he's doing? That's the only thing. There's so many excuses being made that it just makes me sick. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
You know,
do you think women are getting a bad rap over men?
I think that, I would say yeah. I'm not going to say that it's just like in stone like that, but I mean, everybody makes mistakes, but it seems like men, it's okay for them. Whatever they do is justified. Somebody has an excuse or a reason for or a way for them to get out of it. You know, and a woman just sits there and just gets bashed by everybody, and nobody, you know, like, for instance, it's deep, but, yeah, I think that men get away with the shit they do. That's all I'm saying. The shit they do, it's like, oh, they're just being boys, or, you know, and a woman, she's supposed to be this pillar of perfection, and any imperfection she has gets multiplied, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel. I mean, just as a woman and in this game or whatever, you know. It's, you know, like, you know, I don't know. That's how I feel.
Give us an example, though. Like, what is
yeah.
it? Has something pissed you off recently that somebody, did you get knocked down a peg by somebody?
Shoot, when don't I? But, okay, an example. All right, I'll take it here. Single mothers, and the father's gone, and they say, oh, well, you know, no one taught them to be fathers. They didn't have fathers, and this and the third. But, you know, you could turn around and say the same thing about the woman. The woman is, okay, the woman is, we're there with the kids. We're stressed out. We have our job. We have whether we have school. We got to take care of the kids. So we have no outlet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when we do wrong, or we do fall short, or we do get mad and say, get the hell over here. What did I say? You know, like, our nerves are short. And when we do that, it's like, look at that bad woman, and all the focus is on how bad a mother she is. But there's no
mm-hmm.
focus on where the hell is that missing link that's supposed to be counteracting and helping. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I have an example. Maybe it's way out there. Probably is. But Like, when it comes to carrying a casket, it takes 6 people to carry a casket. So if you have 3 people, the casket is going to be tilting. And I feel like a single mother is that 3 people carrying that casket where it's tilting. So if the casket does fall, all the blame goes on her. But where is that man at? Why are you not bashing them? You know what I'm saying? They say that men have, you know, black men from slavery. It's not, okay, black men went through a lot during slavery. Let's not get it wrong. But at the same time, so did we. Whatever they went through, we went through it worse. You know, we were also raped, and it all happened. So I think the black woman is very strong, and we try. But the men beat us down. Society beats us down. Everybody beats us down. And I think, and as far as the man, there's always an excuse for him. There's always an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's deep.
I think if you were to talk to the guys, they would turn around and say that we're the ones that are always, everybody's always, you know, it's one of those double-edged swords that I don't think you're ever going to get completely everybody happy, because somebody's always going to be pissed about something.
But can they argue with the
fact
that
the woman
stays?
Let it roll.
We stay with our children. We stay.
That's right.
You understand? So how can they? How can they make it even? How can it be even when it's right there in front of you? We stay. And we may not do 100% that what we should. We may not do 80%, 70%, but we're doing. And it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not perfect, but we're doing. They're not even doing. So,
not only so much that, I think what happens is a lot of times minority or black women, you touch on black single mothers, they don't take enough credit for themselves.
No, they don't.
And if they keep browbeating themselves, they're not the ones. They're not showing people or trying to get recognition for the fact that they are creating the next generation of doctors, the next generation of lawyers, the next generation of basketball players, the next generation of rap artists. We're the ones who are sticking it out with these kids and making sure that at least we do whatever we need to secure their future, to make sure that they are going in the right direction. And we will never get the right credit for it because we don't give ourselves the credit for it. Instead of saying, you know what, I did a damn good job. My child has never been in trouble. They're respectful. They clean their room. They do the basic things. If we start giving ourselves more credit for the work that we're doing and our children credit for the work that they're doing because of our teaching, society will feed off of that. But if you keep browbeating yourself, and we're not taking responsibility for the great things that we're doing, we're taking responsibility whenever something goes wrong. The relationship don't work, and you would always see a woman, a situation where the family may break up. The woman will, yes, initially she may say it's the man, but then when she's by herself, when she's with her girls, you would hear her say, you know, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? And instead of just putting the blame where the blame needs to go, we try to take so much for ourselves as far as blame that we're not recognizing the positives that we do. You know, I used to be one of those women that, you know,
when Nico makes a really good point.
Nico makes a really good point
on the chat. That men are just as responsible for the actions as women. If you let him get away with it, it's your choice. Women have got to start standing up and not
taking
it.
Everybody say that, but you can't control what somebody else does. I mean, and a lot of times in minorities and just probably period, I feel like the woman does her best, but she's beat down. She's beat down. So even if you take credit, we know internally that all we're doing, but it's not. It's still lopsided. You know what I'm saying? We know what we're doing, but they still beat us down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
also believe that we don't teach our children. You know, like my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter knows all the things that I'm involved in, most of the things that I'm involved in. She knows the road that it took to get me there. And I'm honest with her. I think what happens a lot of times is that we're not honest with ourselves. Therefore, we're not honest with our children. We make them believe that money is falling off of trees, that there's some superficial person coming in of your, you know, of a chimney that you don't have that is bringing mm-hmm. presents for them. Let your children know the struggles that you're going through so that are a little bit
they
more educated with finances. Let them know. I'm not saying to go around and bash daddy. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that for years, in my personal experience, for years I tried to protect my daughter from the mm-hmm. relationship that was going on with her father. He wasn't taking care of her. He wasn't coming to spend time with her. And what would I do? To protect her feelings, I would say, oh, he's probably at work. Oh, he's mm-hmm. doing this. Oh, he's doing that.
See, and I did the exact opposite of that, Ms. B. I did the exact opposite.
Oh, that was
opposite.
That's Lady Twinkles.
This is Lady Twinkles.
So sorry, Lady Twinkles. I did the exact opposite of that.
Well, the thing is,
I told her the truth from the get-go.
Well, for me, based on background, you know not to do certain things. We were taught that there are certain things as young women we're not supposed to do. So I followed
mm-hmm.
that direction up to a certain point. And then once I realized, listen, this is not working, and I started,
mm-hmm.
you know, expressing the truth to her. Now she's a young lady. She's doing well in school. I take credit for that. Yes, I do. I take
mm-hmm.
credit for it because I made sure that I was there with her doing her homework. I made sure that I took the time to put her first. She didn't ask to be here. We as
mm-hmm.
adults brought her here.
That's right.
And at one point, we have to start saying, you know what? Give yourself some credit. It's okay to toot your own horn. You know what? I did a damn good job on that macaroni and cheese. That just chicken was off the chain. Start
That's
giving
right.
yourself more credit. And you would realize that that transcends to the people around you. And it
mm-hmm.
could, you know, and eventually, you know, you never know. The same man who, and this has happened in the past, where you see, once you become independent and self-gratified, you start recognizing that the people around you, even if it is a past person, they start looking at you differently. They start having a little bit more respect for you because why? You took that time to have that respect for yourself. So it all
mm-hmm.
starts with self. And, yes, black women and minority women and single mothers will continue to take the beating, especially
mm-hmm.
when our youths are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
how many of them are getting the praise when those youths are not in trouble, when they become the Mariah Careys, become the Whitney Houstons, and they become all these people that other people look up to? When are we going to say, oh, my gosh, you know what? Their mom was responsible for that. They didn't have that father
mm-hmm.
figure, but their mother was responsible. The mother doesn't toot her horn. Maybe it's time we start tooting our own horns and get some recognition for our work.
And
because
the thing is,
your child is going to emulate you. So if you
mm-hmm.
are the one who is confident and you are tooting your own horn, your child's going to grow up doing the same thing. I used to get chastised for being honest with my child. My mother used to drive
mm-hmm.
me crazy. She used to say, shut up, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be talking to your child like that. And it's like, no,
mm-hmm.
she needs to know
yeah.
the truth. I'm not letting her grow up in some happy, skippy world. Her father was a
that's
dick. So, and she needs to know that.
I love it.
Covering for
go
this
Dr.
guy.
Sue.
There's no way.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, but then we also have to give credit to the good men out there that are taking care
absolutely,
of their children
absolutely.
And in relationships or in situations with women that are selfish and don't want them to have relationships with their children and do the things that they're supposed to do and glorify them as men. And I'm not just
that
talking
and unfortunately,
about black, white, or anything.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of women these days who are also leaving their families. There's a lot of women.
Yes.
Things are changing
yes.
where they are the ones walking on their babies.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
no,
they are.
Absolutely. Well, I was just trying to speak while I was fed up, but I understand. But it's kind of hard to be 2 or 10 people at once sometimes. Just especially
mm,
with
yeah,
all
it
people.
Is. It's very hard.
It's very hard.
And
so
at that point, you know what? You reach out, get a good network of people, positive people who would help you along the way. We keep trying to do things by ourselves and
exactly.
mm-hmm.
that's my problem.
Our damn community.
Yep.
And that's the problem. We keep relying that our family may be the ones to help us. Maybe it's not necessarily just your immediate family. Maybe you need
mm-hmm.
to start branching out and noticing that there are people out there looking for that same assistance, looking for that same guidance, looking for someone to simply listen when you
yep.
have a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I love Twitter, and I love a lot of these social networking sites. However, I think a lot of times people are superficial, and people are, you know, presenting something that is not realistically what's going on in their lives. So mm-hmm. you have to get people around you that, you know what, I can call you and say, you know what, I had a fucked up day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this and that happened. This child did some dumb shit today, and I just want to mm-hmm. wring their neck. How did you handle this situation? And trust me, we are all going through it, or we went through it, or we know how
mm-hmm.
to deal with it, or we know someone who's been through the same thing. And all it takes is a forum for you to express yourself. And it goes a long way.
Yes,
you know?
And that's why we're here, Ms. Bay. The Intune Show, as you already know, is nothing but love. And I try to surround the
yeah.
show with positive people like Dr. Sue and Lady Twinkles and yourself, Ms. Bay, and I'm happy that you're back in my vision, my tunnel vision, because, you know, I try to check on you, you know, and I know how it gets when people need their time, but don't take too much time away from me, because I was kind of worried.
No,
but I'm glad you're in the studio and you're doing your thing. And for those that don't know, you know, she was actually one of my first interviews ever when I started the Intune Show, and she's an amazing rapper.
Thank you.
And she's, you know, doing her thing right now. I didn't know if she wanted me to plug that, but I'm going to plug it anyway.
Sure, no doubt. Why not? New name.
Definitely follow her on Twitter at The Real Ms. Bay. I'm about to put her link on my Facebook page right now so you guys can be in tune with her. And real quick, Ms. Bay, tell everybody where they can find other things so they can listen and get to know you a little bit better.
Well, I got a couple of free downloads on MissBay.com, which is my website. I got an EP coming out in June, just about the woman's struggle. So basically, you can hit me at MissBay.com for the music, The Real Ms. Bay on Twitter right now. That's what I am, my website and Twitter right now.
Definitely.
I can't manage
much. Right, definitely, definitely. And stay in tune, okay? And then when that EP drops, let's set something up so we can have you back on the show, okay? I love you,
definitely.
And I appreciate the fact that you tuned in, and I'm glad that you reconnected and stay connected, because I don't want to have to, you know, hire no, you know, agents to find you. Okay?
All right, no doubt. Thank you.
All right,
Ms. Bay. Thank you for having me. Thank you, ladies.
No
Good
problem.
Night.
Good night.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, we all have different experiences, but they all are the same, if that makes sense. You know, no one is really exempt, no matter how much you have, how little you have, if you know, whatever's going on in your life, if you blessed, you blessed, regardless, you know what I mean, whether it's big or small. And everyone just don't have that support system around them, you know, to know how to get out of these, you know, harboring of these feelings, or how to funnel certain, you know, energies into different directions. And some people can't afford the cost of how to go talk to someone to kind of help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you
now,
tell someone
Ms.
you need
at
help.
That point, Ms.
Mm-hmm.
P, at that point, and I understand that, but when we put cost into it, what is better? The cost that, you know, you spend to make sure that you're okay, or the cost that your family is going to spend because of frustration and aggravation and stress?
No, that's true, too. But you know what? You have to understand, just being that I do health care for a living, people don't
mm-hmm.
have what it takes, and a lot of people
yeah.
are not willing to give you any type of help for free. Going
yeah.
to see a therapist is a lot of money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have hundreds of dollars to sit there to pay people. And if you don't have
mm-hmm.
a positive network of people around you and your family, you can't even go to your family to get that positive connection that you need, or that hug or that kiss, or just someone to tell you that you're perfect no matter what. This is why
mm-hmm.
a lot of people go astray, and they end up in ludicrous situations because they don't have the outlets, and people that can help them don't take the time to help them. I'm blessed enough to be surrounded by everyone that tunes into this show. I'm blessed enough to have you. I'm blessed enough to have Dr. Sue. I'm blessed enough to have all the listeners, but not everybody has that blessing. And this is why
that's
the Intune Show was started in the first place, so we can filter the positivity and the greatness and the skills and the talents and the expertise that we have to those that don't have these resources.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, you know, the show is coming down to an end, and this is why I'm kind of taking it back over right now, ladies. Just to kind of just put out there that, you know, this is a family here at the Intune Show. It's not about anyone trying to be above anything. It's about people just coming together and with their resources to try to empower and uplift one another. That's all it's about. You know, no one is getting paid to do this. No one is looking for anything out of this but just to share their love and enlightenment with everyone. So I hope for those that tuned in for the first time, it's not going to be their last. Dr. Sue is now kidnapped forever, and she's a permanent person, a fixture of the show. And so is Lady Twinkles, because I kind of kidnapped her too. And, you know, I like that Trinidadian fire. So, you know, I definitely needed her on the show because Miss P always want to be neutral and tell everybody that she loves them all day. So I just needed that kind of spice in there to have it like, what? You don't love everybody. You can't love everybody. You know, that's, you know. But, you know, I just want to, you know, just this was a great show. What do you ladies think?
It was great.
Definitely
we got, you know,
that.
There's a lot of people were talking. This is good. This is the whole point, is to get everybody talking and discussing things and coming up with different ideas, and it's beautiful.
Yes,
yeah, because
definitely.
I think once we all come together, we can all give our opinions, we can all give suggestions, and we can all learn and teach each other. So I think we should
that's
be
right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that anyone that's listening in, and if they can ever contribute something or want to contribute something, whether it's through your music, your vision, your skill, your expertise, I mean, definitely let us know. You can definitely, you know, contact Dr. Sue because, like I said, she's kidnapped, so she's definitely a part of the show from now on. Definitely hit up Lady Twinkles. Hit me up. Let me know. You know, we're more than open to, you know, discuss, talk, and share, you know, and love everybody. So this is what it's all about. I know we have another caller on the line. We only have a few minutes. I want to take people. I don't want to get cursed out and get hate mail later. This person actually been on hold for a long time. It's a 310 area code. Caller, you on the line with Miss P, Dr. Sue, and Lady Twinkles. How you doing tonight? Okay, they hung up. Caller 612 area code. You on the call on the phone with Miss P, Lady Twinkles, Dr. Sue. How you doing tonight? Okay. Hello?
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 You on
Hello?
The air. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss T. This is Miss Queen T. is calling to show you love.
Oh, hi. How you doing tonight, my love?
I'm good, girl. Just got off work. Just caught your show. I be forgetting what time you go on, girl. I'm like,
it's
hey,
okay.
You know, I have to call in and show you love.
Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. How's everything going with all the new developments you guys are doing? I see you guys are busy, busy, busy.
Yes, you know, it's constantly growing and, like, you know, so you're constantly networking and meeting new people. So you never know what one person can bring to your career or one person can bring to each show or one person can bring to your life, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about networking and supporting each other, you know, and I love it. And we're definitely moving up and, you know, staying humble too.
Definitely. So tell everybody where they can find you, Miss Queen T.
Okay, y'all can find me on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT. Y'all can follow me there. Y'all can hit me up on Facebook. This is my third Facebook. I keep getting hacked and deleted. Shout out to my haters, but it's okay. Y'all can add my new Facebook I just created. It's Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, and then my last name on there is Miss Queen T. And just get at me.
Definitely. This woman is yes, this woman is a force to be reckoned with. So definitely please roll with this woman. She's definitely doing her thing. Her and her team. So thank you so much, Queen T, for calling in. Big hugs and kisses
thank
to you.
Thank you.
No problem.
You.
Have a good
you
night. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
Yeah, so it's just awesome. It's awesome. Dr. Sue, is there anything you want to leave anyone with tonight?
Just as I said, everybody, no matter what, everything always boils down to be happy. If it makes you happy, go ahead and do it. If it doesn't make you happy, don't do it. It's that simple.
Absolutely. Lady Twinkles?
Trust in yourself and make sure that you always add a little more spice.
I have to love
have
this woman. I swear. Yes, the spice is always needed because that's what makes it all taste well. You know, it all comes together. Once it sits for a little bit, the seasons is always better the next day. This is what I'm being told.
And everyone online, make sure that you tune in on Tuesday next week, April 3rd, for a very, very interesting conversation on inhibitions and a whole lot more.
And definitely tune in, and if you haven't joined the site already, is ntuned.webs.com for the calendar, because I'm about to stick Dr. Sue every available date she has on the calendar, okay, guys? So definitely Lady Twinkle's days are already locked down on the calendar because she and I already correlated that, but Dr. Sue is about to be splattered all over that calendar as well. So I just want to thank you all for tonight. And, you know, like I said, stay in tune with Lady Twinkles, Dr. Sue, and Miss P. In the InTune show, we love you all immensely, and we look forward to talking to you guys soon. You all have a good night. Thank you, ladies.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone. It was a great show. Thank you so much, everyone in the chat room. You did your thing. You're so awesome. Love you, babies. Love you, babies. Please tune in. Stay in tune to the show. Please do not let this be the last time that you tune in with Miss P. There's more to come. I'm interviewing LaVert, Gerald LaVert's group, on April 14th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Stay in tune. I'm in the process of, you know, networking with Miss Uwee to get Waka Flocka on and a whole lot more. So definitely tune in because we are turning it up. Until next time, baby, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go.